Simmer's Morning Skate with Patrice Bergeron back in Vancouver. Boy, you must have some fond memories. Well, I know you do.
Yes, I do, definitely. Every time I come back, it always brings back those memories of, you know, obviously the Olympics, but, you know, the Stanley Cup, the Game 7, and when we were able to win and hoist the cup. So that was pretty special, actually.
Yeah. I was going to say, some very nervous moments in this city for you. I mean, obviously those are two situations where you must have been as butterfly as in your stomach as ever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was good, like, nervousness, if you put it that way. I think it was, like, good pressure, and so I guess that's why you play the game, is for those moments. I mean, definitely nerve-wracking moments, but fun to be a part of.
Favorite memory of winning that gold, like, afterwards?
The gold medal?
Yeah.
Definitely, well, the celebrations. But, you know, we're in Canada. The country was going nuts. The city was going nuts. My family was here, was able to celebrate with me. I think all of that put together was pretty special. But, you know, the one thing I'll remember is definitely on the ice, the celebration right after that goal. But beyond that, I think it's being able to be in your home country and winning, and also having to celebrate with your family as well.
The fans here don't necessarily love this fact, but you have credit for the game-winning goal, Stanley Cup against the Canucks. I mean, that's something that's, you know, irreplaceable.
Yeah, I mean, it's special. You know, those memories, again, the Olympics is one thing. Is obviously probably the greatest sports event of, you know, in the world, but you know, winning the Stanley Cup is a, you know, a childhood dream, and something you fight for the whole year, and you battle with your teammates during the playoffs. We call it the grind. You know, it is a grind. It's 2.5 months, and it's you know, four best of sevens, and lots of ups and downs. So to be able to win that game and score that goal was, you know, something I'll never forget for sure.
All right, it's the morning skate, so I have to ask you one question about the game tonight and the Bruins right now.
Yeah.
What's the issues that are confronting this hockey team?
Well, I think we're a good team. We've had some issues with you know, injuries and guys coming out with illness and whatnot, COVID or non-COVID related. And but that being said, I think we have a lot of new players coming along and trying to gel as a team, and we're really, I think we're starting to hit our strides a little bit. You know, we've had some ups and downs already, but that's actually not a bad thing. You know, adversity is probably good early on in the year, and trying to learn from it and move on. And, you know, as we all know, it's a long year, so you try to take it a week at a time, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
Bergie, I know the fans here, they might not like Brad Marchand too much, your line mate, but I know they have a great deal of respect for you. And you and I go back a ways from having some fun doing some media back in the day. I don't know when I'm going to run into you again. I know I'll come back probably for your jersey going up, and hopefully I'll be at your Hall of Fame induction. But thank you very much, as usual, for taking a few minutes, and best of luck.
I appreciate that, sir. We did have some great moments and great memories back in the days, and always a pleasure to run into you.